head for South Australia for today's GeoQuiz. Travelers to Australia often flock to Queensland's sunny beaches or to Sydney Harbour to see the sights. Some venture down the coast to New South Wales to sample the Shiraz. But we want you to name Australia's newest tourist attraction a golf course. It's in South Australia, way off the beaten tourist path.
If you really want to enjoy and have a look at the sights and have a look at the real Australia, get away from the coast and the east coast and get away from the Sydney Harbour Bridge and the Opera House and come and have a look at the real Australia.
The real Australia is a setting for this new golf course. Its 18 holes stretch across miles and miles of Australian outback. It's named after an arid stretch of plains that spans South and Western Australia. We'll give you a few seconds to come up with the name. Okay, time's up. The world's longest golf course opened today in Australia. It's called Nullarbor Links. That's the answer to our GeoQuiz. It's a long walk for a golfer. The course is 840 miles long and spans two time zones. So golfers have to get in their cars, a mere golf cart just won't do, and drive from hole to hole. The world's David LaValle has more.
Nullarbor Links is Australia's newest tourist attraction. It takes its name from the Nullarbor Plain, a dry, flat, mostly treeless stretch of South Australia's outback. Nullarbor is like no other golf course. It's laid out over 840 miles and 18 towns. You have to travel as much as 50 miles to get to the next fairway.
People are looking for an adventure and an experience. And, you know, Ian, this is the real Australia. It really is.
That's Alf Caputo. He's the manager of Nullarbor Links. He says the idea to lure tourists to what he calls the real Australia came up 5 years ago in a conversation with a business partner.
He told me about this vision that he had to stop people from driving at a million mile an hour trying to get across. And they were going to stop and have a few beers and also have a meal and play a round of golf. So from that, it developed, and today we've opened the world's longest golf course, and it's an amazing course. It's an amazing course.
It is an amazing course. The first hole is in Ceduna. It's a 530-yard par 5. My swing needs a little work, so I'd be lucky to reach it in 10, but never mind that. Hole 4, known as Wombat Hole, is in the town of Belladonna. It's home to the world's largest population of southern hairy-nosed wombats. Caputo has dreams of the game's top players teeing off here one day.
Can you imagine thousands of people arriving at Belladonna to watch Tiger Woods play? It'd be awesome.
Hole 5 is called Dingo's Den, a dingo as in wild dog. But on this fairway, there's a good chance a wild crow could really throw your game off.
And when you hit the ball at Dingo's Den, it's an amazement, mate. You hit the ball and it might hit at 280 metres down the fairway, and along comes the crow and steals the ball. And it's amazing how many balls this crow stones.
So if you do get past the crow, you may get as far as the 12th hole, named Skylab. It's near the site where NASA's Skylab fell in 1979. One golfer, a Melbourne truck driver named Simon Chalk, says getting on the green at Skylab is tricky.
Very challenging, club-destroying, but fabulous fun.
You might wonder how they can create manicured greens in the middle of the harsh Australian outback. Water is scarce here, so the greens are basically astroturf pads, no irrigation required. But you will need a vehicle and considerable gas. To reach hole 18, you have to cross the state border to Kalgoorlie, Western Australia. It's actually a time zone away from the tee back in Ceduna. That puts Nullarbor Links in the records books as the world's longest golf course. As for the world's longest drive, that was recorded in 1971. Astronaut Alan Shepard was the first person to hit a golf ball on the moon. He used a makeshift 6-iron that he'd smuggled inside his spacesuit.
It looked like a slice to me, Al. There we go.
He hit two golf balls and drove them, as he said,
miles and miles and miles.
For the world, I'm David LaValle.